Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to The Road to Success. We are a community of people seeking success in ourselves and our community. We recognize that we were created with success in mind. We know the value of hard work and the rewards of it. We illuminate the path by SALTS, S-A-L-T-S. Strategic action leads to success. My name is John C. Abercrombie, and welcome as we take another step on the road to success. Last week, we talked about, before I go too far, hopefully there are people in our community that want to become engaged. We had some problems last week with that. Hopefully we will be able to accept call-ins from this point forward. And the number to call in is 646-668-8217. Again, that number is 646-668-8217. We hope to hear from you. Last week, we talked about success and many of the factors in it. We talked about money and money not being the thing in determining success, because there are many other factors that are there. We talked about what money can do, because it can buy us freedom. It can buy freedom for our success, for ourselves, for our children, our grandchildren, and succeeding generations. It can also put our community, whatever that community is, in a better position in the world today. As we look at our community, understand that it is not homogenous. Everybody does not look the same. They're men, they're women, they're young, they're old, they're skinny, they're fat, and every point in between. There is no physical description of our community except that of the entire world. But we have something unique in us, and that is that we are seeking success. Again, we talked about success and what that is. Success is nothing unless it meets your definition, unless it is important to you, unless it recognizes your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, and what you can achieve. But as we talk about what you can achieve, many people often underestimate what they can do. Many people often underestimate what they are capable of doing. Now, the road to success is often difficult, but if you don't know all the secrets, it becomes even more so. Even without knowing those, there are people that have succeeded. While there are no easy buttons on the road, there are some improvements that we can make on our journey to make it more productive, to make it easier, to make it quicker. Those are some of the things that we are going to explore. Let's look at what we need in order to succeed on this trip. We need to make sure that we are traveling in the right direction. And there are two things that are necessary for that. One is to decide where we're going, what we're going to find when we get there, and what it means to us. But as important as that is, we also need to know where we are now. Now, that hits on another important factor, and that is honesty. Honesty to ourselves. People have been deluded along the way as to where they actually stand. Some of these misdirections, misplacements come from well-intended sources. I've talked about many of the students that were along with me as I took the educational journey of my life, starting in kindergarten. There were people that I knew had everything necessary to succeed in school. They were knowledgeable. They knew a lot of information. But when they got to school, it wasn't as successful as some others. Why? Many times it comes from well-intended but misdirected information from people in authority. And I say misdirected because there is no intent to divert somebody's trip on the road to success. But let's take a look at a couple of people in particular. I had students with me that could tell you anything you wanted to know about sports. They could tell you the teams in baseball, who was on those teams, what they were doing, the score of last night, last week's, whatever game. These are people that had a lot going for themselves. But what happened when we got into the schoolhouse? One of the basic requirements of an education is reading. They did not do well in reading. Was it because they were not capable? I don't think so. Was it because they were not interested in the material that was being presented? I think definitely that was a factor. So we find a lot of people in school that are not interested in the material that's being presented. Now, there are several reasons for this. One may be that you're just not ready. Now, I found that when I got to college, this is where that crossroad crossed my path most directly. Academically, I was ready. But on so many other counts, no, not so much. But life is forgiving. It forgives us for some of these things. As we look back then at those people that are learning to read, we have to make sure that the information that we're trying to teach them is relevant and interesting to them. And it may not be found in the classroom because that classroom is geared towards the majority of the students in that class. Parents, other adults in the children's life need to understand that we play a very critical role in what our children learn, what we ourselves learn as we travel this path. It's important to know what your child is interested in. It is important to know what you are interested in. It's important to know what other people are interested in. There are people within the sound of my voice that do not understand that they may be considered as less than the most academically proficient person, but only because it is not in a subject that they possess a deep appreciation or passion for. Understand that point. It's very important. There are people now that are successful in jobs, but it is not meeting all of their needs. I found myself in that position. I think this is one of the things that uniquely qualifies me for the discussion that we're having on the road to success. Because I have been there, I know exactly what it's like. My chosen profession was one that was different after I got involved in it than what I dreamed and imagined and thought about prior to. Yes, it was a subject that I was very interested in, but I looked at it completely different because I didn't have some of the exposure that I had later on. Some of you may find yourself now in a job that you are doing well, but it does not meet all of the requirements and give you the deep satisfaction that you are looking for. If that is you in any manner, then this is the show for you, because we'll talk about that. Much of my knowledge comes from experience, but much of it comes from study. Much of it comes from people that I have had associations with, because I have seen people that I thought I could beat that person hands down, but yet and still that person succeeded and I didn't. I began to question why. What was there something wrong with me? Was there something about them that I did not see? And let me give you a hint to that, folks. We talked about grit last week. That is gumption. That's get up and go. That's taking responsibility for your own actions. That's initiating those things that are necessary. And last of all, it is tenacity. Those people stuck to what they were doing. They knew where they were going, and they got there. I didn't. We talked about FedEx and how FedEx started off as almost a failure on a college paper. Why? Because the professor, although very knowledgeable, could not see the vision of the person that was proposing the idea. The paper was well done, but the professor said, and to get a higher grade, it has to be something that is achievable. One of the most powerful, productive companies in this world today is FedEx. Can you imagine what would have happened if that person had given up? I believe his name was Fred Smith, had given up because of that. You've got to believe in yourself. Yes, you have to believe in yourself. You can't listen to Uncle Fred. You can't listen to Aunt Mary. You have to know within yourself that you can achieve what you believe is possible. There's so many cases where that has taken place. So many examples that we'll talk about as we look at the road to success, as we decide which way to go when we get on that road to success. Now, the direction is important, and it's important because you can be on a road, but headed in exactly the opposite direction of where you want to go. Just because there's a road there does not mean it is the one that you should travel. I traveled the easy direction, traveled the way the road led. And while I ultimately got to a position that I appreciated, there were many times when I was headed in the exact opposite direction. Don't let that happen to you. These are some of the things that we want to talk about as we discuss the road to success. Now, I have often marveled at people in olden days. And what do I mean by olden days? More than 50 years ago, more, sometimes even more than 100 years ago. Because I look at the Native American people in this country, and they were able to migrate to their summer lands, their winter lands, and often these were hundreds, if not more, miles away. But yet and still, they went without a GPS, without other directions, and along the way, they had to know what to do when they encountered every manner of obstacle around, from what to eat to what to avoid, what they could not touch, and what they should. They had to know sources of water. They had to know sources of medicine. They had to know a lot of information that we today do not know, don't have the need to know, because it is readily available. So I admire these people, but there are facts we can learn from them. There are methods that we can learn from them to make our road better. Speaking of GPS, we had some friends that were traveling with the aid of a GPS. They were going a distance several hundred miles away, and they set the GPS. Where did they end up? They ended up back at home because they were following it and did not pay strict attention to what was going on. Somewhere along the road, something happened, and they ended up with their home address in it, and they were embarrassingly close to their home before they realized what was going on. So just because you are on a road does not mean that you are headed in the direction that you want to go. Just because the road may be easy does not mean that that is the way that you want to go. sometimes detours have a positive effect. We have to learn to accept those. We have to learn that everything is not going to be trouble-free. Again, there is no easy button on the road to life. There is no easy button on the road to success. Sure, there are things that let us know to avoid the bridge out. There are things that we will discover that will let us know how to get around those obstacles, those paths, the rock that falls in the road, or whatever may be there, some unknown could trip us up if we're not careful, But one of the things that we have to pay particular attention to is the fact that obstacles are good. Yes, I said obstacles are good because they separate the wheat from the chaff. If everything were easy, everybody would already be there. It's not. But we were made by our Creator to be successful. Yes, we were made by our Creator to be successful. Has anybody ever had a child with the intent of making somebody that was going to fail? I hope not. But no matter what happens, we see people that have any handicap imaginable that have succeeded. So where does your excuse come in? Where does my excuse come in? It doesn't. Again, take responsibility. This does not mean that you have to travel alone. One of the most critical things that you will find on the road is to sort out the good from the bad. Sort out the good from the bad. Now, in my career, I had an opportunity that I never in my wildest imagination ever dreamed would happen to me. Remember, from the first session, my occupation started out, other than what I did in order to get through school, as a chemist. But along that way, I worked as a laborer. I worked as in textiles, as a weaver, doing other things within the textile mill and factory. Worked in a finishing plant. I was a pad operator. But I also happened to work in the outside, working in the coroner's office, and was in on the discovery of a 93-year-old skeleton. What impressed me about this is that the forensic pathologist that studied those bones said this person is not Native American, came from somewhere else. The speculation was that this person came from Southeast Asia or the Polynesian Islands. The importance of that we'll talk about later. But that person navigated basically around the world and came in on the west coast of the United States. The west coast of the United States. So there is remarkable education that has gone back through many, many, many years. We sometimes think that history started with the discovery of America. Wrong. There were people here. There were people there. As we look at some of the lessons from history, we will find out that so much has been left out. That's why many people don't understand that they come from a long line of successful people. I don't care what country you came from, any of those factors, because there are successful people that have come from every point on the globe that you can imagine. Whether you're from Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, America, Australia, there are successful people. Antarctica, there are successful people. Well, there are not very many people down in Antarctica, but most everywhere the people have come from, there have been successful people. You are among those people. We have many people that are stalled on the road to success because of the current job that they had. I spoke with a guy who was a custodian, but come to find out that this person had been in the military and had commanded people and had had a very responsible position. What happened? The job that they got was a job that was available. There is nothing wrong with taking that job, but there is something wrong with thinking that that job is all that you can do. Because I've seen people take those jobs, some that we think of with somewhat disdain, some people do, I do not, and tie the people to the job that they are currently holding and think that that is all that they can do. And they are so wrong in thinking that. Do not look at yourself or anybody else based on the job that they currently have and think that's all that they can do. There was a discussion on TV not too long ago, and I'll have to do some research on it. And it was a restaurant called Hugs, H-U-G-S. And it is staffed by special needs people, all of them. But they are excellent in their job. Many people would look at the people, at these people, and have nothing but pity for them. They don't have pity for themselves. And they can be successful if given the chance. In some cases, you'll be given that chance. In other cases, you have to take it. But if you believe in yourself, you are willing to do those things. The people that are the biggest dream stealers, the people that will quash your dreams, are often the people that you respect most, that you look up to. Most of the time, it's unintentional, but it happens. But once you get to the place of understanding who you are and what you're capable of doing, it will matter less what goes on. As you go through life, it is going to be accepting and sorting out advice that you get along the way. Some advice is good. You have to learn to separate one from the other. Those are the biggest things that you have to develop in life. You have to know when to disregard advice that's not in your interest, but you also have to learn to accept advice that is worth more than any gold that you'll ever run across. That's one of the difficult decisions that you'll have in life. Now, again, if there are people that have the desire to call in, I appreciate you doing so. Again, that number is 646-688. I want to talk about solution problems that you have, because that helps all of us. I learn. I have been helped by people well beyond anything that I can ever give back. And some of these people, I never in my wildest dreams thought that they would do so. But they did so without hesitation. They did so without reservation. We often make up in our minds that somebody will or somebody won't on some exterior appearance. But deep down, we are people. We look at what it is that drives us. And we have success in mind. So as we travel along this road, remember that. Talk about sometimes about Wes Scott, race car driver. What a race car driver teaches me about success. Hang on to hats, because it is a lot. Wendell Scott was a poor black guy. I don't know who was poor, but he competed in a sport that required lots of money. So how does a person like that succeed in the job? Well, he had a plan. He knew where he wanted to go. He knew to succeed in that job or in that occupation or that sport without that money, but he had a plan. Part of his plan said that when other people have equipment and no longer need it and throw it away, we will make it work. Ah, a beautiful plan. One man's garbage is another man's treasure. He had a way. What we have to realize is that it is more than just a chant to say, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Where there is even the faintest glimmer of hope, there is light. It shows us that there is light on the other side of our path. There is something that we can strive towards. There is something that we need to strive. And when we get that desire to get there, and we know that we can make it, there is nothing that gets in your way. You watch as a person has clawed their way up a mountain and finally get to the point where they can see the success. They can get to the mountaintop. It is impossible to hold them back because they can see that there is hope. We need to keep that hope alive. Something else that's very important about Wendell Scott is that he had a positive attitude. You did not go into his shop and say, we can't. He would physically threaten to throw your body parts out of that shop. And I agree with that 100%. And I think it was more than just an idle threat. You did not come around him saying that something could not be done. It's possible, and it was done. He has been inducted into the Hall of Fame in his sport because he had a plan, and he followed that plan. He had a positive attitude, and so should you. As we journey along, we talked about last week George Washington Carver. And some of the impediments or some of the roadblocks that were placed in his way. George Washington Carver was discarded like a old piece of furniture. And understand that in slavery, that's all that you were. You were not considered a human being. You were considered to be property, like a table, like a chicken, like a cow, could be done with. Anything that the owner desired to do, mistreated or anything else, that could happen. Yet George Washington Carver had a deep desire to learn. And as he made his way along the path of learning, he had to leave home. He had to go to different schools, but he knew where he wanted to go. It wasn't about the money. It was a deep burning desire. It was something, I believe, beyond motivation. It was inspiration. And we'll get into that discussion on a different show. But once you get to that point where that fire is built within your belly, there is nothing that can keep you from success. Nothing. Understand that you must be self-confident. So how do you become self-confident? It is a very easy question to ask, but not always one that is easy to answer. You have to understand that you can do it. You might not be the fastest, but you can do it. There are so many cases that we will talk about. And from time to time, I'll talk about different people along the way and what they have been able to accomplish. Most of us are familiar with Benjamin Banneker. Banneker surveyed the boundaries for the city of Washington, D.C. He also made a clock carved out of wood that kept perfect time. Been estimated to be within 1 minute a year, which is remarkable for such a piece. That clock continued to keep accurate time until his death. When he was being buried, his house caught fire, and that clock was consumed in it. But it allowed him to do many things. He taught himself how to read, taught himself to be a mathematician of great, great skill. Remember, he surveyed and laid out Washington, D.C. He built a clock that kept remarkable time. He published an almanac and predicted astronomical events to the minute, 10 years in advance. And this came from a guy who basically received no formal education at all. Receiving no formal education and doing all these things, just think what you can do if you were to take what you have learned, what you are capable of doing, and put it to use like he did. That's what's going to happen. I went through college. I came out with a bachelor's degree in chemistry, and I thought I knew everything that there was to know about chemistry until I got to the job, and I found out that I didn't know it all. I was also intimidated because I came from a small church-supported school in North Carolina. And I went to work with people that had graduated from the University of Washington, the University of Oregon, the University of California, the University of everything that you could imagine. And I was up against them. Here I am thinking that maybe I don't rank with them. Wrong again. Because what I had learned were a lot of basics, but I also learned how to find the information that I did not know. And I had that determination. I had that slow grind that I could get it done. And I did. And I passed many of those people that I thought had everything in the world going for them. Sometimes we become intimidated by things that we have no control over. I can't control what that person did. I don't go back and look at that transcript, but I know what I'm capable of doing. I know that I can learn it. Much of the information that I needed for my work was in German. I took German, but I'm not a proficient translator of scientific documents. That's where the help of someone else came in. You translate this document, and I'll take that information and put it to use, folks. That is where we get things done. There will be things that you'll encounter that you cannot do. In some cases, you overcome that by learning to do it. In some cases, you find a trusted person. But in all of those situations, I take responsibility for what I do. It was just a shorter way of getting there by looking at the research that other people had done. I got ideas. I saw things that worked. I saw things that did not work. I saw ways that I could improve. And that was my trump card. That was my key to success. That was what allowed me to move along. I could outthink them, not because of the school that I came from, but because of what I possessed myself and the determination that I had that I was not going to come in last place. So where are you on this road to success? Are you where you want to be? Is there somewhere else that you can get that you think would be a better vantage point? We're going to work on getting there. We're just laying some of the groundwork, some of the basic principles that we get there. I look at Matthew. out of the Bible. And this is not a religious show. It's not talking about that. But it is also appropriate to any and other religions and even those people that do not have it. But there is a story there. And it talks about one person being given a talent, another person five talents, and another 10. So what is a talent? Is it being able to juggle a set of three or four balls? Is it the ability to ride a bicycle while standing on the seat? No, a talent has nothing to do with that. A talent refers to a weight of gold that today is approximately $1.5 million worth of gold. This was passed out to people based on their abilities, not their ability to juggle, to do some other stunt, but based on what they had within themselves, what they were capable of doing. Now, the person that did not have much didn't do much. In fact, didn't do anything. So I'll just keep what I got. But to the other people that had more, they did more. What I want you to understand is you have more than you think that you are. You've been given multiple talents. You have been given multiple pots of gold. Because as we explore the subject matter today, this is the greatest leveling of the playing field that has ever occurred in history. Because you have access to any and everything that you need to advance the ball. You have everything to know on the road to success, which direction to take. You'll find people fleeing from the direction that you're heading. And oftentimes they'll give you advice, sometimes knowingly, sometimes not so. But it prepares you for what you're going to meet ahead. Some people say, you can't get there. You can't get there. But what they struck was a pebble. Other people have encountered boulders and continued on as if it was not there. They have become stronger in the process. It's what separates you from those who are not on the road to success. Understand very much so that you have capabilities above and beyond where you are. You may be a teacher and teach in a class of 20 or 30 students, but it may be possible that you could teach hundreds of students at the same time. We'll talk about how that's possible. We'll talk about how you can become that go-to person. We'll talk about what it means to you, what it means to people around you. Sometimes you don't know when you're putting a favorable impression on somebody. We talked about the fact that some people were told that they would not succeed because they could not read. But many of the people that we talk about, particularly in the early days of America, were not taught to read or to write. And yet they became very proficient at it. There were laws that said, you cannot teach this person to read or write. And yet they learned. The story of Harriet Jacobs in Eatington, North Carolina, is so well written that many people questioned whether she was even capable of doing it. But the state of North Carolina has come across information that definitely does indeed show that she is the creator of that information. As we walk around various parts of the country, we will find that there is no state, no city that is untouched by people who succeeded beyond the wildest dreams, beyond what was acknowledged that these people could do. And again, when I say these people, I'm talking about us. I'm not talking about the community over there. I'm not talking about the community back over here. I'm not talking about anybody but us. I don't care what you look like. The road to success is covered with all people. But we have had too many people get off of that road because they didn't feel that they belong. My statement to you today, tonight, right now, is that you belong on that road. If you've ever had any inkling that you belong on that road, then this is a show for you to continue to listen to. Again, I want to encourage you to call. Share your problems. Share your solutions. Again, that number, 646-668-8217. As you listen to the show, if you have questions, I want you to contact us. If you enjoy the show, you believe it can help somebody, please share that information as well. We are a community. The more people we have on this road, the better. Some people look at success as if only one or two people can meet success. That's not my idea of success. I don't want to be up there by myself, but I know that I can travel farther than most people. But I'm willing to share what I've got, because when we all move for the better. That is what's happened. I am here because people have been willing to share with me, and I thank them for it. People that I worked with, and I saw and thought, I don't want nothing to do with that guy, that woman, that person, for whatever reason. And so many times I turned out to be wrong. Wrong. Take help where it's given. Use what is given that has value to it. Also, while we're talking about that, let me mention one of the operations that has sponsored us and has a good heart in terms of the road to success. And that is jbkatz.net. jbkatz.net. That's a place where you can do shopping for many of your gifts. A site that's expanding. You can look it up on the internet, on your mobile device, or whatever. But jbkatz, KATZ.net, is the place to go. We'll talk about them more in the future. But again, we pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. And those people that help us, we help them. We cannot get anywhere by ourselves. I'll make exceptions to that. And there is an old saying that if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go with a group. We are a group. We're going far. We may not be the fastest in taking off, but we will get there. That road may have obstacles on it, but as you look at many of the old Western movies, and they were not depicted accurately by any stretch of the imagination, none whatsoever, because the people that were on there were not always indicative of the people that were making that trip. We'll talk about people like Stagecoach Mary. Oh, a fascinating Coach Mary, and if you ever had to Denver by the Black Western Museum, the Black Cowboy Museum, you'll learn some information about Stagecoach Mary. Another great person to see. And again, as you go to museums, look for success. Success doesn't come in any one shape. It doesn't come in any height. It doesn't come in any weight class. We'll talk about big people. We'll talk about little people. We'll talk about men. We'll talk about women. We'll talk about educated people. We'll talk about uneducated people. And some of the uneducated people are the ones that have made the greatest strides. Because sometimes people with that degree, that information, worked on their laurels. But the person that may have struggled to learn to read often will sit there and get that knowledge and put it to use. Lattimore. And Lattimore made some great strides on the filament. There's some questions as to whether Edison invented the bulb himself, because a British inventor were working on similar products. We'll talk about Garrett Morgan, who developed a gas mask and was able to go into a toxic environment and rescue people. Never heard of him? I'm not really surprised. Because many of the success stories that we should be sharing as a country, as a nation, are not being shared. And many people are left with the impression that success belongs to somebody else. No, folks, I want you to step up and claim your own piece of success, because you deserve it. You were created to be successful. We're going to have a little bit more formal outline of what we're going to do. I hope to be able to make some of that information available to you in upcoming sessions. I hope to be able to have a source of information that you can go to. I hope to be able to have a source of books that you may find extremely interesting. I have learned more about my feel looking at many of the people that have been successes than I have through any college course that I have ever taken. But I want you to become, and get ready for this word, an autodidact. Autodidact. That is a self-educated person. You find what it is you want to study, what part of it you want to study, how you study, and how long you study. You can become an expert in any subject imaginable because you are interested in it. History was one of those subjects that I had absolutely no desire to learn anything about, because the people they were talking about were not people that I knew. I didn't think that I was going to run across these people, and what they were talking about certainly had no impact on me whatsoever, or so I thought, until I started looking at those things that had been done, those people that had overcome obstacles all of their life, some of which would have been punishable by law to succeed at. You say, how is this possible? Once you start looking at those people, the individuals that I'm talking about, I'm not talking about any one person, any one class of people, because as I have talked about before, success comes in every shape and form imaginable. And therefore, I don't want you to consider yourself not to have the same rights and privileges as everybody else, because we do. That's the reason that we have the road to success. So as we talk about the road that we're on, we're going to talk about the direction that we go. The direction that I go may be different than the direction that you go as you're building your fame, your fortune, and fulfilling your goals and objectives throughout life. But there are going to be some similarities. I was just looking at some information today about Bass Reeves. Anybody ever heard of Bass Reeves? Bass Reeves inspired the story that some of the older people may be familiar with. Bass Reeves inspired the Lone Ranger. Most people see the Lone Ranger as this pale rider from the West, but Bass Reeves was the first marshal west of the Mississippi, the first black marshal west of the Mississippi. And he used his brain, he used his talents, he used disguises, he used all manner of deception to get his job done. Now, when we look at George Washington, there are many parallels between the way George Washington fought the American Revolutionary War and what Bass Reeves did. Also, when we talk about James Armistead Lafayette, the slave played an extremely large role in winning the war for the Continental Army. A huge role. But yet most people have never heard of him. How is that possible? Because sometimes we don't get all the facts. Sometimes we don't understand our capabilities. When you start looking at many of the flyers that were put up as owners sought runaway slaves, you will see things that indicated a value. A polyglot, for example, on a slave runaway document. What does that mean? It means that they speak several languages. Now, we're putting these people into a box that said that they are among the most uneducated, uneducatable people in the world. But yet and still, they are capable of doing more than their owners were. We see things like they're great with numbers. They could work as an accountant in today's history. These were slaves that they were looking for that had run away. Sometimes they may be relatives of yours, but we don't often get into the genealogical pursuits that we have to. But what I'm saying is no matter where you came from, your path has crossed some very successful people. You have capabilities above and beyond what some of the most productive and imaginative people of past have been able to do. Understand that. Yes, I'm talking to you. Again, as we go through this show, I want you to contact us. I want you to call in. I want you to share not only the good, but the bad. You have a problem? Let's talk about it. You have a success story? Let's hear it. Let's share it. Understand that children, and we are all children because we are studying, we are eager to get knowledge, we're eager to grow, we're eager to move to whatever pursuits that we have. And we'll talk about your goals, your desires, your ambitions, your abilities. We'll be realistic about this because some things I can no longer do. Some I couldn't do before. But a mind leads you to places that you often did not understand that you could navigate. Understand me. Understand me. Do you hear the gravity of what's there? How can you underestimate yourself when you were created by the greatest creator that the universe has ever known? Do you think that that was by accident? Do you think that that was done so that you would not succeed? Come on, get real. We are not here to fail. But it sometimes takes work. It takes determination. It takes vision. And he is without vision is basically dead. But if you have that vision, you can achieve it. That's what we're dedicated to here. I certainly miss the fact of hearing from you. Again, the number to call in, and we'll do this again next week, next Thursday from 7 to 8. The number to call, 646-668-8217. I'll get some more information on how you can email us, stay in touch. I hope to be able to put some other information out. I want to have a list of books that I think are relevant and show people overcoming the greatest odds imaginable. That's where hope is. That's where keeping that hope alive is so important and so critical. When we see people that are in gangs, we see people that are committing all sorts of robberies and other crimes, it's often because they do not see hope at the end of the road. That is where we can become a beacon. We can become that shining light. We can shed light and knowledge and information and inspiration on that community that we live in, that community that is called the United States, that community that is called the world. That is a community that we live in, and that's what we owe to our fellow citizens. So we're dedicated to that. I want you to be dedicated to that. And I want you to know that I think so much of you that I am willing to stand there and let you ask those questions. I'm willing to do the best. And I'm going to tell you right now, before you get there, I don't know the answer to every question. Most of them I can research. Most of them, it is more important that I help you learn how to research than anything else in the world. Because once you learn how to do your own research, how to set your own goals, how to set your own path, then you're definitely on that road to success. That's what we're about. We're not here to fail. We're not here to waste an hour of somebody's time. We are here to succeed. That's why we were put here on the face of the earth. And that's why we're going to dedicate this to our community. Again, if there are parts of this program that you enjoy, you think that would help somebody else, please share the information. Please invite them to join us. Invite them to join our community. Because together, we can go far. Together, we will go far. And as we do that, we're on a road, and I'm thinking of an old proverb, we may grind slow, but we grind exceedingly fine. We're going to get down and get into the very small points, but I want to make sure that you're with me. I want to make sure that we're relevant to you. I want to make sure that we cover what it is that makes it better for our entire community to progress. We're coming close to the close of our broadcast. I do want you to remember our friends at JB Katz, JBKATZ.net. I want you to remember our phone number, 646-668-8217. And we're getting close. We're within a minute or so of the conclusion of the broadcast. But I want to thank you for joining us, and I look forward to having you again. Again, invite somebody to join us. That is one of the greatest gifts that you can give to your fellow man, and that is to put them on the road to success. My name is John C. Abercrombie, and I look forward to hearing you and being with you again next week at the same time, the same location. So the road to success is yours. The road to success is ours. Together we will travel that road. Together we will reach our goals. So I hope to see you again next week on the road to success. And my name is John C. Abercrombie. Thank you for listening, and to success is yours. Good night.
Which America do you want to live in? In Trump's America, abortion would be banned. He even brags about overturning Roe v. Wade.
I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
And he said women who obtain reproductive health care should be punished. In Biden's America, women make their own health care decisions. Biden, focused on our future. Trump will take us back. Which America do you want to live in? Paid for by Biden for President.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.